It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3, fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a...
Josh Cohen and the home team.
You're listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
Because every single day above ground is a good day. Some are just better than others. It is the original, the real Super Tuesday. Not the election nonsense, but Super Bowl week Tuesday. As our coverage continues from Super Bowl Radio Row, Mary Square, a little more smooth today, you'll notice. It is also a Twin Peaks Tuesday on the home team, and the gang's all here. UFC, King of All Media, Dean Thomas, a little smoother open today than yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a little rough, but today we got everything down pat. Everything is good. I'm here. The rest of the crew is here. Man, we working.
Looking forward to 32 seconds from now when the conversation goes to slap fighting with Dean Thomas and Tina. And
I'll pick it right back up. Don't worry about it.
Tina, how's your hangover? You better yet? I know you were drinking all Sunday. It's Tuesday. If you're not better yet, maybe drinking's not for you.
Well, you can hear my voice. My voice is coming back. I wasn't hungover yesterday. It was just the voice was gone.
Oh, that's what it was.
Voice was gone. I was not hungover. I was 100% yesterday. The voice was just gone, and it's kind of back right now.
Sounded rough. Sounded like Party Girl. She sounded like Tara Reid in the late 90s, early 2000s, Dean Thomas. Party Girl.
I mean, I told her now, like, it's coming back a little bit, but it's still a little squeaky. It sounds like it's fighting its way back in.
A little raspy. He is the producer and weekday, everyday co-host. He would be Christian Cat, a.k.a. C-Cat, who promises later on when he and Dean Thomas go head-to-head in a freestyle rap battle that he is going to be victorious.
Yeah.
And then some. You said you're going to humble Dean Thomas.
Yeah, I gave him a chance to back out, too. Like, be careful what you wish for. I gave you 4 or 5 different outs, but you are insistent that you want to go through with this embarrassment. So
he did give me some outs. I said, man, bring it. We're going to have to do this now.
So this is inspired by Eli Manning, who was freestyle spitting apparently yesterday at Super Bowl week. He was doing such with Supa Hot Fire. For those that don't know, Supa Hot Fire is apparently a person.
Oh,
I love him too, man. I've been following him for years, man. He's been entertaining the world for years with his freestyle raps.
Is he the kid from the meme where he's like rubbing his head and people are all falling out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's him.
That's the wrong number.
I gave him the wrong number.
So I've never heard what that was, nor did I know where that meme, that gif came from. But I was like, this kid looks like the kid that's got his hands like rubbing his head and everybody's falling out. Yeah. International meme, right?
When you're from the streets like me and Dean, like that just comes natural.
It comes natural, yeah.
Exactly. We'll teach you about that.
So Dean's from Delaware, first of all. Okay. And second of all, you came from Enid, Oklahoma, and FM station KNID.
Yeah, you know, streets, Enid, Oklahoma, same thing.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
I've been looking forward, though, all day to this battle that we're going to have later on in the show.
Freestyle rap battle. Here's the issue. Nobody knows what the magic words are that you have to build your rhyme around. Things have to rhyme with and be thematically with. Nobody knows who those words are. So even though Christian probably wrote down, and Dean, you know what he wrote down. My name is Christian. I'm here to say I'm better than Dean most every day. Yeah. A hippity hop, a hippity who. Pretty much that was the early 80s amateur rap. My name is this. I'm here to say blah, 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 blah.
Oh, hey. Curtis Blow.
Yeah. Curtis Blow, basketball, one of the big hits of early hip-hop. Tina, I've quoted it many times on this show. See, Ken, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Dean and I came up in the early days of hip-hop, and Curtis Blow was a big star, and he had a song about basketball and how much he enjoyed basketball. obviously we've come a long way. We're now there. you know, there's double entendre in meeting, and there's references. Curtis Blow wrapped by saying, "Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court."
And people lost their minds.
They lost their minds. They was twerking to that.
They said, "Oh, damn!" My God. You know, so much of brilliant rapping / freestyle is not being able to know where it's going to go, right? Not knowing what's coming next, what's ahead of the bend. And when he said basketball is my favorite sport, all of us in 1983 were like, "He's going to say court." And sure enough, he said court.
Yeah.
So I have a magic word for both Dean and a magic word for C-Cat, and they will immediately have to wrap around that. There's a beat that comes with that. We will get to that.
I can't wait.
It is Super Bowl Tuesday out there in Las Vegas. Last night, opening night, who watched the coverage on NFL Network, Dean?
I don't even have NFL. I didn't even know NFL Network was a thing.
It's a thing.
That's so, Tina, NFL did you catch Network? Any?
No way.
Tina only saw the 11-year-old little reporter, who we're going to get to in a little bit, who, by the way, was working for NFL Network. He was the primary reporter last night. He was the main guy.
Child labor laws, huh?
Child labor laws do not apply, C-Cat, okay, when you're being paid. It's not a sweatshop. You're not putting your sneakers together. He's a kid at Super Bowl opening night being the primary reporter at the age of 11 for NFL Network. I'm pretty sure him and his parents are probably good with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job, C-Cat.
Anyways, Bruce Buffer made an appearance. Bruce Buffer, who humbled and punked Dean Thomas about a week and a half ago. He made an appearance. We're going to get to him coming up here in a little bit. But before the actual gates opened for people to enter the actual arena, this was at Allegiant Stadium, and see the players and all the fanfare, and then the media do their thing. Before all that, the commissioner had a press conference that was invitation only. Dean Thomas, how long before Dana White says, "Yeah, we're going to do it too," the way that he did it?
Probably the next event.
Roger Goodell did not want tough questions, did not want nonsense he wasn't prepared for.
Yeah.
He invited people that knew better. He invited people that were going to either do it his way or they weren't going to do it anymore. Interesting that it was an invitation-only press conference. I thought he did a great job. You know, he's got an agenda. He studied his notes. He knows what he's talking about. One of the main things, obviously, gambling. There's concern about gambling. The NFL's been very hypocritical, as you guys know, because 7 years ago, the NFL wanted absolutely nothing to do with gambling whatsoever. In fact, players in offseason couldn't host their events in Las Vegas. They couldn't host them in the city. Couldn't have anything with fantasy football. And now, obviously, man, things have changed in the last 7, 6, 5, even 4 years. 40 states and territories in America, gambling is not legal, including the District of Columbia. And of course, here in Florida, it's only with Hard Rock Bet, but it is, it's full. It's just like you're in Las Vegas. Gambling was a big issue, but also streaming was a big issue. People were not happy about a playoff game being on streaming only Peacock, as you might imagine, you remember.
Yeah, for
sure. It's a business decision, but people were unhappy that I have to sign up to watch an NFL playoff game. That would be, by the way, the first time in NFL history that exclusively a playoff game would be pay-per-view. It is, in effect, pay-per-view by subscription or otherwise. Commissioner got asked a question about, is a Super Bowl streaming only possible? We've talked about this, a pay-per-view streaming only Super Bowl. Is that possible? Listen to what the commissioner said.
Could we see a streaming Super Bowl in the future?
Well, certainly not in my time.
Certainly not in my time. Awkward kind of giggle. I think you're going to see a Super Bowl that streams as well as, obviously, on the air. But I don't think they'll ever abandon over-the-air free TV. You know, CBS, NBC, mm-hmm. Fox. Because there's millions and millions of people that get their television that way. And the last thing the NFL wants to do is lose any audience when it comes to Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying, Tina?
Yeah, no, I don't think they want to lose anyone watching the game. And I would be upset if they started to charge for the Super Bowl. I just find that so unfair. Like, I hated the whole Peacock thing to begin with. And so I know this is a massive event and people would pay to watch it. But it's such a gathering and everyone throws parties and whatnot. I would hate for people to have to pay to see the Super Bowl.
Playoff ratings don't matter as much. And regular season ratings don't matter as much. They do, But the Super Bowl, they love to brag on. We got 200 million people. This will probably be the most watched Super Bowl in history, to be honest.
Oh, it will be.
Involving a team from the Bay Area and a team from the Midwest. It'll probably be the most watched because we've been on that trajectory this season with playoff games because of gambling. Gambling, legalized, is why there's so much interest in the NFL right now. It's not that the games are closer and the teams are more competitive. You got to be honest. There's a bunch of people that didn't watch these games that are now betting these games, so they're watching these games because they're betting these games. Dean, gambling, the thing that the NFL was so terrified of and wanted to be completely removed from, is actually now what's spurring their growth and is taking them to a whole nother level.
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising, actually, because of how big it was before. Like, if this is now happening now, like, what was really growing it before?
Illegal gambling.
Illegal gambling, right? So, right. I mean, that's crazy. But now, I guess it's the age-old, if you can't beat them, join them, right? So they couldn't stop the illegal gambling. So, you know what? We might as well profit off of this.
So the NFL, for years, pretended like gambling? No. They do it in Nevada where it's legal, but there's no illegal gambling. There's no football betting that happens on our league, on our sport. They pretended like it wasn't a thing because they had to. Plausible deniability, if you will. But then with legality comes regulation. And that means that their casinos are paying attention and the states are paying attention. And you have a lot of people helping you if there's irregularities, you know, to make sure that all of a sudden everybody's in. Remember that UFC fight about a year ago, James Krause, and all of a sudden the line moved significantly and the kid wound up not being able to stand on his knee.
Right.
But they started the fight and then the whole UFC crackdown. Inside information. The NFL is terrified of inside information, of secret information. Of course, the integrity of the game being compromised. You know, players that are trying not to score on purpose. Players that are trying to alter, the proposition wagers on purpose. But when it comes to the NFL and gambling, not only now are they allowing it, they are in the business of it. The NFL benefits financially because of it. So it's a whole different world of embracing. They're promoting beyond it. And you know what? We live in America. And America's supposed to be a land of the free and a home of the brave. I can't think of an action or an activity in America that more indicates bravery and or courage and also freedom than being an adult with your money and deciding, I want some action on this game. I'm going to bet Brock Purdy rushes for 11 yards or more. And there you go. Someone else is going to say, I'm going to bet there's going to be less than 48 points scored in this game. Somebody else is going to say, I am going to parlay Patrick Mahomes running for 35 yards, whatever it is. In other words, that's freedom. That's America. And in Europe, Dean, you know this from fighting and traveling, they've been betting on every sport in Europe, like in the UK and in Ireland, for decades.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But for the NFL, I mean, with so many different moving parts and so many different prop bets that you can have, do they just kind of turn their eye to it in terms of like trying to police any illegal activity? Or
you can't do that, but what you can do is make it very clear to every player, to every coach, to every individual, anyone who's participating in any capacity with this will be suspended for seasons and or fired or banned from the league. They will not allow themselves to be at the center of a gambling scandal. The NFL can least afford to do that. But you know what, 2 weeks ago I'm on Twitter, I told you, before the Australian Open finals, and I'm looking at tweets from 19 and 20-year-old girls and boys, and they're saying the same thing. Sports betting got me watching tennis at 6 a.m. I can't believe I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning so I can bet these tennis matches. A year ago, I didn't even know tennis existed.
See, I got a problem with that, actually, especially in fighting. Because people, I would hate when people go, man, you lost me money. I'm like, dude, I lost myself money.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So I got a problem with that, especially with like with individual sports.
Yeah. We live in a free society, and adults should have the opportunity to get action on, you know, regulated sports like the NFL. That's a beautiful thing. And by the way, tremendous revenue for lots and lots and lots of organizations that help and fuel lots and lots of business. Would you rather it be run by organized crime? Because it's going to happen anyway. Or would you rather be legalized and, you know, on the up and up and legitimized? Which would you rather?
I don't know.
Legal and legitimized, jackass.
Yes, yeah, that was the second.
I'm just saying, you know me, I'm a dirtbag. I'm a dirtbag, so like, you know, I like things a little grimy around.
This will be the most watched Super Bowl in history, not because of the teams necessarily. A huge part of it is the gambling, but also a huge part of it this year is going to be a lot of non-football fans that are Taylor Swift fans.
Swifties.
Lots of young men, but more so females. And females across all demos that are very interested in her, her life, her music, and they want to see her boyfriend playing the game and how she reacts to that. There are going to be a few million people that normally don't watch the game that are going to watch the game strictly, solely, because of her. Usher, he'll bring others to the game that maybe weren't going to watch, but now they certainly will because he and his guests, roster will be, taking over halftime. There's different elements at play, but the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing is a blessing that fell in the laps of the NFL. Mm-hmm. And as you guys remember, they were quick to embrace it. In fact, calling the networks and saying, would you mind airing a promo for her movie for us, please?
Oh my goodness.
NBC put it actually in studio. Remember that Sunday night game, C-Cat?
Of course, using their content time to promote Taylor Swift's movie, not commercial time, what their show was.
The NFL, and by the way, it's kind of like when the boss asks you to do something or a suggestion. If the boss tells you to do it, you got to do it. But if the boss asks you to do it, you still got to do it, right, Dean? I mean, you got to read between the lines.
Yeah, you got to act like, they're doing you the courtesy of making you feel important enough to ask you. Yeah. So you got to oblige and be like, well, thank you for at least asking instead of telling me to do it. So I got to do it.
Can you shred these documents for me, Dean? Just do me a favor. Like, nothing important in them. That's what kind of feels with the Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah, and I would have been like, man, I ain't doing your dirty work.
C-Cat. Shredding documents may be shady, sketchy. What the NFL was doing is saying, hey, we have an agenda here. We're going to benefit. We may not realize it right now, but you're going to benefit. We're going to benefit. We're all going to win if you give a little love to Taylor Swift, because she's going to give a whole lot more love to us. And little girls are going to watch our pregame because they want to see the commercial, the movie promo that airs during your pregame. It's just business, brother. Just business.
I ain't down with Taylor Swift no more. Like, I had a little soft spot for her once, but now it's gone. After what she did to Celine Dion, she snubs Celine Dion at the award show.
It's not like Celine Dion held her arms out and she walked past it. She didn't go in. I know. I watched the same thing.
She did Celine Dion wrong.
I felt like, is she going to go out of her way to pay tribute to the real queen? But she didn't, I guess, have time to do that. Anyway, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. This storyline is obviously something the NFL is benefiting from. Roger Goodell got asked, the commissioner got asked, about the Swift effect, if you will. And Tina, it's exactly what I told you back in September, October, when you were like, well, how does the NFL, what do they got to gain? Listen to the commissioner.
No. It was, what does Taylor Swift have to gain?
Oh, well, she also stood to gain tremendously, but take a listen.
Both Travis and Taylor are wonderful young people. They seem very happy. She knows great entertainment, and I think that's why she loves NFL football. But I think it's great to have her a part of it. Obviously, it creates a buzz. It creates another group of young fans, particularly young women, that are interested in seeing, why is she going to this game? Why is she interested in this game? Besides Travis, she is a football fan, and I think that's great for us.
Is it besides Travis she's a football fan, or because Travis she's a football fan, Tina?
I'm going to say because Travis. Because I feel like maybe I didn't pay attention previous to this year.
I don't
remember her being a game star. Like, I feel like, and again, this year she's always been like a pop star, but this year she's blew up with her Eras tour.
She was
and
a country star that crossed over into pop music. And by the way, she'd been in the public eye for 16, 17 years. I don't remember her involvement with football.
Same. I think it's Travis.
Yeah, she's a lot bigger now, obviously, than she was. But Dean, would you agree with that maybe it's not what the commissioner said, but it's a different B word? It might be because?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all because of Travis.
Yeah.
But I'm still kind of, I don't know if it's all the way real yet.
You still don't think it's real?
The publicity stunt, you mean? That actually they fell in love, that it worked out, maybe, possibly?
Yeah. No, I think that they're still...
still waiting for my apologies.
I still think it's a cover-up, because I still think she's dating Tyreek Hill on the side.
It's a cover-up.
Well, he did file for divorce,
that's what I'm saying.
And then deny it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, though, if that turned out to be true? Could you imagine if that turned out?
That, I mean, hey, listen, stranger things have happened. It's the world we live in.
Correct. Breaking news, turns out it was a publicity stunt. Secretly, Taylor Swift had a relationship with a different NFL player, Miami Dolphin wide receiver Tyreek Hill. He was married at the time.
Oh, and she got a little bit jealous. He had a house fire recently.
Who do you think started that fire?
That makes sense.
Her new album, by the way. I don't know if you guys saw this, but she announced at the Grammys that coming out, I think, what'd she say, in April?
April 19th.
Wow, Tina. You're like a 16-year-old girl all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. It was everywhere on my social media. I couldn't forget the date.
The name of the album was leaked to me, and the album is called Burning Down My Secret Boyfriend's House.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
It's right in front of us.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. The clues are there.
Yeah. The clues are there. Why can't we put this together?
See the signs.
Yeah. The signs are there. Yeah. I feel like I work at the Daily Planet, and every time Superman is needed, my coworker Clark Kent disappears. What is that? Why? What's that about? The time to play The Price is Wrong. Beep. And we got three contestants today. That's right. We've got Dean Thomas, contestant number one, Tina, contestant number two, and bringing up the rear, C-Cat, contestant number three. All right, kids, according to my boy Ben Fox on Twitter, an American gaming survey estimates how many American adults in the United States are going to bet on the Super Bowl this year. How many American adults are going to bet on the Super Bowl this year? Contestant number one is Delaware's Dean Thomas. Dean.
50,000.
50,000. I'm
the
sorry.
Price that's wrong, that's it?
I'm sorry. Tina, you're contestant number two. How many American adults will bet on the Super Bowl this season?
I'm going to guess like 500,000.
500,000. Sorry, Tina.
The
but
price is wrong, bitch.
C-Cat, your only hope, your final hope.
2.5 million.
Wow.
2.5 million.
C-Cat, when you play this, please don't beep the B word because you are living it.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Oh,
according to the American Gaming Survey, this is going to blow your mind, guys. 67.8 million adults.
Wow, that's pretty close.
Oh, my God.
In the U.S. 67.8 million adults in the U.S. will bet $23.1 billion on the Super Bowl, which, by the way, is up how much money from last year? I want to give you a little frame of reference. We'll reverse the order. See, Kat, you go first. How much will the amount of money being bet on the Super Bowl be up from last year?
Is this a percentage number?
It is not.
All right.
It's a dollar amount.
I'm going to say $6.7 billion more.
$6 billion with a B?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Bs, go ahead and play it for yourself.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Tina.
I'm going to guess $120 million.
$120 million. For Tina, just play the B word over and over.
The price is wrong, bitch. So
what's Dean Thomas.
What's the number this year?
Last year. I can't tell you how much.
Yeah,
I want to know for this year.
This year, it's expected they will bet $23.1 billion. How much money is that up on Super Bowl betting from just last year?
$21 billion.
He's close. You're still
the
a B-word.
Price is wrong, bitch.
$16 billion more than last year.
Wow.
So if you do the math, Tina, that means how much was bet last year?
What was it? You said 21 is this year?
23.1.
23 to 16?
Yeah.
7 million? 7 billion.
You forgot about 100 million.
What?
You forgot 100 million there.
700 billion?
Yeah.
No, baby girl.
7 billion, 100 million.
Right. Ding, 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 ding. Because the point one, Tina, when you're talking billions, the point one is 100 million.
That's crazy to think about. Like, she just forgot about that. You just forgot about $100 million.
I know.
You left $100 million on the table. Did you realize what you just did? I could never have you count my money.
All right. That concludes today's edition of The Price is Wrong, C-Cat. I'm sorry. Is that not the name of the game?
No, that's not it.
Dean, is that not is Wrong C-Cat? Isn't that what?
Well, the name is synonymous.
Oh, C-Cat. That's what it is. It's anonymous. Yeah. It's anonymous. Tina, don't feel bad. We were sitting at the broadcast table 4 years ago. Same matchup, Niners-Chiefs, Miami Beach Convention Center. Our guest was Dana White. And someone mentioned the UFC selling 4 years earlier for 4.6, but they said $4 billion. And I said, don't forget the .6. That's $600 million. And Dana was like, you bet your ass it is. People forget the point six, $600 million. Dean, Tina just threw away $100 million. Like
$100 million on the table. How you leave it on the table?
I'm sorry. Lots of numbers. I got confused.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Thank you.
We continue on. Take a listen to last night. What happened when Travis Kelce was being interviewed, and he got on the microphone to where the whole football stadium could hear him. Listen to the crowd reaction to Travis Kelce.
And it's been asked. Y'all are firing me up. Making me want to play right now, baby. Woo! I love the booze more than I love the cheers, baby. Keep them coming, Niners gang. Keep them coming.
He was surprised by this. Dean, you see how he paused?
Yeah, I think he didn't. I don't think he expected to get booed anywhere. Like, he's like the Prince of America right now.
He really is.
He was not expecting to get booed last night. But then again, listen to Chris Jones, because clearly this has to be a Taylor Swift thing. This has to be. It can't just be, you know, a Chiefs thing. It's got to be about Travis being overexposed with all the commercials and his high-profile girlfriend. Here's Chief Chris Jones. Listen to the crowd with him.
As fast as we trust, baby! Let's go, KC! As fast as we trust!
Boos were even louder. Mm-hmm. They're even harder for Chris Jones. So there goes our theory about the Taylor Swift effect.
Well, I don't think the Swifties are there.
We're not worried about the Swifties. Where are the Chiefs fans? Why are the Chiefs fans being drowned out by the Niners fans? Dean, does it sound to you like maybe, just maybe, this might be a Chief thing?
It might be, but I think people just don't like the Chiefs. You know how
I think they're
like,
just over them. Like, yeah, that's over what I'm saying.
When somebody gets so popular, then you're like, you know what, man?
We'll get there. Patrick Mahomes. Nobody boos Patrick Mahomes. There's no way when he speaks there's going to be any kind of kickback. Take a listen.
We're playing a great 49ers team, but we're going to go out there and play our best football and see what happens. I appreciate it, Niners Nation. We're here.
Oh! Niners fans, he's calling you out.
I appreciate it. Niners Nation, we're here. These Chiefs have learned very quickly in one night, Monday night, opening night of the NFL's Super Bowl week. We are now the villain. We are now the bad guys. We are now the ones that people want to see lose. Tina said people are probably over them. That's correct. Dean, you said something very similar.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I think that for them, because you know, it's easier to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So going in with that mentality, knowing that everybody's going to hate you anyway, that kind of helps.
It's easier for you if you get to be the bad guy.
Yeah, for sure.
But the people will decide that. You can try and steer them, but ultimately, if you're the likable, lovable, and you're trying to be the bad guy, it just doesn't work.
Right.
You know?
This season, though, like, the Chiefs have just been in the spotlight, like, no matter what, because of Taylor Swift. And then again, they...
And because they haven't been that great.
And yes,
that's a surprise.
Yeah, and so it's, again, like, I understand, like, why people are booing them, because they're like, we're over you guys. Like, we just want you to lose once we can just, like, stop hearing about you, because this entire season, all we've heard is Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift,
but all
Chiefs,
season, Tina, also, they were the Super Bowl champions,
yeah,
who, by the way, were floundering, who people thought, maybe this is it. Maybe it's... I'm one of them. I am shocked they are back in the Super Bowl. I expected this team, if they made the playoffs, to get exited early. No one's more surprised. No one was more wrong about the Chiefs than I am and was. I got them wrong. And I think a lot of people did. But the story still is this burgeoning dynasty that went to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. And now it's 4 and 5 years. The defending world champions. They didn't play well. They had guys dropping balls. They had infighting. We saw Travis Kelce dropping balls. We saw Patrick Mahomes screaming at the officials. Dean having to be restrained. Having to be held back.
I know, man. That was very uncharacteristic of him. They had a rough start.
So Chris Canty has a theory. Forget about the point spread in Las Vegas, because right now we know, and at Hard Rock Bet, which is legal in Florida, you can bet the Super Bowl and everything else you want anytime you want. Hard Rock Bet, available exclusively in Florida. Legal.
I love the song, by the way.
Hard Rock is legal in Florida. Chris Canty's got a theory that the Chiefs are maybe the underdog now. They're the underdog story in this. Take a listen.
A little bit of you wants the underdog to get this thing.
Jeff, the underdog is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh,
the underdog is the Chiefs.
No,
the Chiefs are quite literally the underdogs.
pancakes.
They are the underdog
in
the game.
The 1.5 favorite. They are not the under. Travis Kelce, that whole crew, they've been there 1,000 times.
They're the underdog.
How about Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and for them getting it done? Come on.
No, that's great. I mean, we want those guys to have success, but I don't think that's the best storyline in this game.
You just said the Chiefs are the underdog, and we're talking about if they're a dynasty, if they're the new Patriots.
But that's the thing that makes it wild with Kansas City.
So underdog doesn't just mean the point spread, because you can quantify underdog, right? C-Cat, right, Dean, right. Tina, you look at the point spread and you go, well, they're the underdog. But the storyline, but the narrative, but the who's been here, who knows what to expect. Brock Purdy, as much as he says, I'm going to try and make it like every other game, not too much, not too little, he's going to realize that it's not just any game. It is not like any other game he's ever played. Patrick Mahomes, he's done this 3 other times, including last year. One of those guys is going to be super comfortable and familiar. The other one's not. The Niners remain the underdog, even if the point spread says they're a 2-point favorite. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I think you say who defied the odds to get to this spot, not literally defying the odds, but you look at their entire makeup. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, and now he's here leading a team to the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't even get distracted by getting to this point. I would say now it's the Super Bowl, where nothing is the same, where nothing is like it's been at any point of your entire life. You guys realize pregame takes forever. You guys realize halftime takes forever, ever. You guys realize, talking to friends of mine who played in this game, they'll tell you, it doesn't feel the same. It feels too big. You can't help it. You get nervous. You get scared. It feels like any mistake you make will be never, ever, ever forgotten. It'll be magnified forever. And the expectation is if you don't win, you're a freaking loser.
Yeah, you can't replicate winning a Super Bowl. The art it takes to win a Super Bowl, winning a championship game, an AFC, NFC championship game, it's just not the same. It's a different set of events with how you mentioned the timing,
right,
the 2 weeks lead up, the media frenzy, all that. It's not comparable.
But pregame takes forever. And there's this, and there's that, and then there's the captains, and then there's God Bless America, and then there's America the Beautiful, and then there's Lift Every Voice, and then there's the national anthem, and then halftime is 2.5 times longer than normal. So you know, for people that like to, Dean, you're a former athlete, routine, ritual, mm-hmm. Football players are some of the most routine, regiment-set, mindsetted athletes in all of sport. And now you're telling them it's not going to be anything like we're used to. And oh, by the way, this is for everything. Don't get scared. The whole world is watching.
Right. And that's why this is really going to come down to like those that are really mentally strong. And we're going to see who has that mental fortitude.
Always does.
And then, you know, some guys probably have been working with sports psychologists up until this point. So that's going to be an important factor because, you know, if you can't get that routine down, or know how to block out all that distraction, we're going to see some problems.
Yeah. The Chiefs are familiar with this. They did it a year ago. The Niners have a lot of guys, well, a few guys, that were here 4 years ago when they went and lost to the Chiefs. But for Brock Purdy, you can't tell me he's not an underdog. He wasn't first-round pick. Mahomes was. He hasn't been here, 3 other times. Mahomes did. He was the last dude picked who was third on the depth chart, who worked his way to become the starter. They traded away their top 3 pick. And then they let Jimmy Garoppolo go to Vegas because they said, no, we're all going all in on you. There's a different kind of pressure that comes with that. When we come back, we've got one of the most famous football play-by-play announcers telling you that he says there's going to be a problem this week in Las Vegas. There's going to be a problem. He just knows it. He's going to call it, and he'll explain what he's talking about next. This is a dude who is called Super Bowls and World Series. And he's kind of calling his shot here, which I don't think is a great idea. But nonetheless, he's being honest. We'll find out what that is coming up. First, though, Tina's going to take you to the fair and get a big old frozen chocolate banana and jam it right down her gullet.
They're my favorite.
Me too.
Save the date for the 59th annual St. Lucie County Fair. It is the biggest event on the Treasure Coast. Friday, February 23rd till March 3rd. It's 10 days of pure fun for the whole entire family. They've got grown-up experiences like the new beer garden, fire pits, and a family fun zone, plus 17 free ground attractions, wide open rodeo, livestock shows, and crash demolition derby. There's over 100 free things to see and do. Take advantage of their mega pass that gets you entry and unlimited rides every day of the fair for just $90. It all starts on Friday, February 23rd and goes till March 3rd. Get your tickets at stluciecountyfair.org. That's again, stluciecountyfair.org.
This man has called Super Bowls and World Series and a whole lot more. And he is saying there is going to be a problem this week in Las Vegas leading up to Super Bowl 58. He'll explain when we come back. It is the home team on ESPN 106.3.
It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3, fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks. You're listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
It is a Twin Peaks Tuesday. It is Super Tuesday, the real Super Tuesday. Not that political one, November and nonsense with elections. We are talking about the countdown to Super Bowl 58. And man, this is going to be a spectacle. Because of all the interest in the game, for the obvious reasons, we stay in the first segment and a whole lot more. It is a Twin Peaks Tuesday, as you just heard a moment ago. And that means we remind you about a great place to stop on your way home or a destination to go for any and every fight night. The official UFC fight headquarters is Twin Peaks. Every pay-per-view, never a cover. Every boxing match and MMA card never cost you a dollar to enter or to watch. That's why they're the UFC fight headquarters, because you'll always watch pay-per-views without ever paying to do as such. New menu items added all the time, as well new signature cocktails and trial cocktails with whiskey and scotches and bourbons and tequilas like Tina likes. Happy hour every weekday to take advantage of. And by the way, the Twin Peaks Grills, which make it the ultimate guys lodge, eats, drinks, scenic views, if you know what I mean, 29-degree beer made from scratch favorites, that's Twin Peaks, who are having their own party on Sunday for that men's professional tackle football game as well. Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie, and Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm Beach. It is the incomparable Twin Peaks. That's the UFC's king of all media, Dean Thomas.
He doesn't know how to turn his mic on.
I had my mic on.
Busy text.
You know what it was?
I was fumbling around my headset because I couldn't hear. My headset is messed up.
I just watched you try to talk and the mic wasn't on.
Because I was messing with my headset.
He's lying.
We're getting Dean to Brain Matters Research. Don't worry. We're going to get, he's not yet 50, but they're going to make a special exception for him because they saw the BJ Penn fight.
And they said, man, bring this guy
bring him in.
Yeah, bring him in.
ASAP.
Get him in. She is spicy and sassy and she is Tina.
That's me.
And he, of course, is Christian, a.k.a. C-Cat, who hasn't yet told us his freestyle rap battle name. What is your battle rap name?
That's to be decided. You know, I've got like maybe
C-Kizzy?
12 to 13 options right now, and we're trying to get to the one that's the best.
One of my favorite nicknames, though, was like Corn Dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved Corn Dog.
How about just Corn Ball?
Yeah. How about just Corny? Yeah.
No, not those.
You'll find out when the time comes, when I get introduced.
Okay, wait.
Freestyle rap battle between Dean Thomas and Christian Cat coming up in hour number two. Right now, let's get to the mystery of the big-time NFL announcer. This dude has called World Series and Super Bowls since the mid-90s, since like 1995, if memory serves me correct, maybe 96. That would be Joe Buck. Joe Buck is the answer to the question of which big-time announcer, it's a home team mystery, that's right, C-Cat, of which big-time announcer that we all know that's called this game says there's going to be problems, that there's going to be an issue. He's calling a shot right now. I imagine the commissioner's not too happy about that. Bosses probably aren't either, but I tend to agree with him. This home team mystery that you're about to hear him explain himself being presented by Celsius with essential energy, it is living fit, it is Celsius. Tina, you know about it.
And there's no mystery that Celsius
Zero.
Is my favorite drink ever. And the only way that I can get through the day, I just had one before the show. I had an Oasis vibe. I had a can today, switched it up, no powder stick.
I watched you.
But it is, again, my go-to drink, all the good vibes, delicious taste. I work out early in the morning, so I take the powder stick just to get me through my workout. Or again, to get through the long day throughout the workday. Or if you're going to the beach, whatever it is, Celsius is your go-to drink. They have flavors for everyone.
You can energy drink.
And yes, energy drink.
Right.
There is on-the-go powder sticks, which again are usually my thing, strawberry coconut, dragon fruit lime. Mm-hmm. They've got plenty of options to choose from, and you can find all those at your closest retailer, Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
I want to make sure I put in the energy drink part.
Sorry,
because you were talking about your favorite drink. You said it twice. I don't want people to think Celsius was a new tequila.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No. It's not a tequila. It's an energy drink.
That's
but
exactly
it is my
right.
favorite.
That's taken over the entire market. That's exactly correct.
Yes.
Joe Buck is the big time announcer who said Vegas is probably going to be a problem. But first, how much interest does Joe have in attending the Super Bowl, in going to this game, even though he doesn't have to? He's not working the game. He's got a little bit of Dean Thomas in him. Take a listen.
Yeah, no, I do not have any desire to be there. It's a lot of logistics. It's a lot of congestion. It's just not. I'm not that way. I'm not looking for the Maxim party and like going out all night, and it's not my thing.
The Maxim party. He's not looking for it. Guess who was at the Maxim party last year?
Ooh. You.
That's right. Because I am looking for the party. Vegas is a nightmare for Super Bowl. Not because of what Joe's about to get to, but what he's mentioning is, Dean, you know this, it's an event town now.
Uh-huh.
It's a very show-off town now. It's a very, if Instagram was a town, it would be Las Vegas.
It seems like it's gotten worse and worse over the years. Like, every weekend, it's something big going on. And now we're dealing with the Super Bowl. I mean, he was speaking music to my ears.
Yeah.
I thought of you immediately.
Yeah, I said Joe Buck's got a little bit of Dean Thomas in him. Tina, Instagram is a place where nothing is really what it seems.
Mm-mm.
And people make it seem like things are bigger and better than they are.
Yes.
You don't want to be left out. I swear Las Vegas could change their name to Instagram Nevada and get paid by Meta to do as such. Because Vegas is perfect for Instagram and vice versa. And Vegas is going to be a nightmare this week because restaurant reservations, impossible. Clubs, parties, impossible. Attending certain events other than the game, impossible. Ubers, all of it, because it's going to be everybody descending on. All of Niners land is coming. Some of Chiefs world is coming. All the celebrities of entertainment, sports, all facets, capacity are going to, plus everyone that wants to just be part of it, that wants to be part of Instagram, is going to go there.
Well, that's the crazy part about it is that if you're not a big deal and can get into these places, like, you might get left out. You're going to be lost in the sauce. All you're going to do is be in traffic the whole time.
C-listers are going to not even bother.
That's what I'm saying.
B-listers are going to find out Saturday night and Sunday morning that there's levels to this.
Yep.
And that's why you're on the B.
Yep, they're going to find out that they're B-listers.
Correct. Speaking of Bs, let's check in with our resident B, Christian Cat. How you doing, buddy? Everything good?
Doing good. Happy to be here.
Wasn't sure if you're nervous about your big freestyle rap battle coming up.
I'm going through the lines in my head right now. I'm shadow boxing in my brain.
You can't have lines.
You don't even know.
You can't have lines. I didn't give you the word you have to match with.
I'm just going with. If you said apple, I'm going to say this. You say banana, I'm going to say that. If you say, I don't know, something
else. Okay, real quick, I'm going to say apple. Go.
Dean Thomas. This earlier today.
You should drink Snapple.
Yeah, that's the only word I had. I was getting to that.
But nice of you, though. Dean, if I'm you right now, I'm nervous. I might go home sick.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous, man. I don't know what to do.
Do you want to fake sick? Do you want to pretend that you're throwing up?
I feel like I'm faced with J. Cole right now. I don't know how I'm going to handle this.
Yeah, watch out.
Sandbagging.
Like Rabbit in 8 Mile.
Yeah.
All right, so let's listen to Joe Buck because he says, I think we're going to have a problem in Vegas. Take a listen to Buck.
And then you combine that with Vegas. I don't know. There's going to be some story. There's going to be something that happens because it's Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't stay in Vegas. It's going to be a big something that happens. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I just think it's just that is going to be a mess in my mind.
And you know what? I think Joe Buck is right. I think we're going to have two stories before kickoff of a player involved with, members of a player's family, entourage, whatever, involved with. You know they got these teams staying 30-plus miles off the strip, right?
I would imagine they would have to.
They don't want these guys near
them, right?
They don't want them near the prostitutes. They don't want them near the drug dealers. They don't want them near the party promoters. They don't want them near the gamblers. They don't want them near any of that stuff. The NFL loves the relationship they have now, and this is going to be a trial because, again, 6 years ago, the league would have nothing to do whatsoever with the city of Las Vegas. And now they've given them not only the draft, they've given them the biggest piece of the entire NFL brand, the freaking Super Bowl. There's going to be two incidents of somebody. Listen, Vegas is a city for scammers and schemers. And you got a bunch of people coming to town to see and be seen and be a part of it. Dean, you're not telling me that people aren't going to wake up with their watch missing? They're not going to wind up getting scammed and schemed and drugged and everything? Come on.
I mean, I'm so glad I'm not going. I'm out. 100%. I could just imagine how much dirt is going to happen this weekend. I mean, it's going to be awful.
So the scandals that Joe Buck speaks of, those things happen when the game is played in Minnesota. Those things happen when the game is played in Indianapolis. Can you imagine they might happen in Las Vegas where every vice, every type of scam and scheme is readily accessible?
I agree with them saying something's going to happen in Vegas. I don't think it's going to be about the players or the coaches or the staff or the people involved in the competition of the game. I think it's going to be the media members that are excited as all hell to get out to Vegas for their work.
Let's hope.
Get their rooms covered. I think you're going to hear some stories out of the media members.
Let's hope. Let's hope that is the case. Coming up when we return, we've got an NFL network analyst who says that there may be a problem for Travis Kelce when it comes to his girlfriend. And he said this live on the air. You'll hear what he said. And of course, Tina, we're talking about your girl, Taylor Swift.
I know.
You'll hear what that is when we come back. First, though, the Delray Open is coming up next week.
Yes, it is.
The Darby Open, no, this Friday.
That's right. It starts this Friday.
Even better.
10 days of tennis on the Ave. Taylor Fritz, Tommy Paul, Francis TFO are locked and loaded as a part of the Delray Beach Open. Plus, the Bryan brothers getting a party started this weekend. 100 mile per hour forehands, parties, music, art, all the good vibes. You can snap pics, post memories, all at the Delray Beach Open. It's going to be fun. More fun, more drinks, more parties, more of everything. If you want more information, go to DelrayBeachOpen.com. That's DelrayBeachOpen.com.
And I will be there next weekend. I will be there for a bunch of tennis. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday of championship weekend. I cannot wait. Coming up, we got an NFL network analyst on the air saying that Travis Kelce might have an issue with his girlfriend out there in Vegas. It's a bold statement from a dude who talks on TV. You'll hear what he said coming up next. Home Team, ESPN 106.3.
It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3, fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks. You're listening to Josh Cohen and the Home Team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
We are inching closer to the greatest rap battle in the history of freestyle rap. Inching closer. Basically, the Super Bowl of freestyle rap. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
We're inching closer. Plus, we're going to reveal the list of potential names that C-Cat uses while he spits his freestyle lyrical poetry.
Yeah, I want to know what his name is, his battle rap name is.
I'm ready for everything C-Cat's about to bring. The name, the rap, I'm pumped for this.
We're going to reveal the list that he's working on, the working names that he's on, before we find the one that he actually decided on. Okay, we'll get that coming up in just a little bit. Anajar and Levine, listen, accidents happen. Car accidents happen. Truck accidents happen. Slip and fall, trip and fall. Sometimes there's medical malpractice involved. The good news is Anajar and Levine handle all of that. Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, friends of mine. They got a big team of lawyers that go fight for you. They do not get paid unless you get paid. And they will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you absolutely know that you deserve. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for Anajar and Levine and the Anajar and Levine difference, so you can take back control of your life, which I encourage you to do. Don't talk to the insurance company on your own. That's not a fair fight. They don't allow it to be. That's nonsense. Let Anajar and Levine handle it for you like they did for me. 1-800-747-FREE. Anajar and Levine. Accident attorneys, take back control of your life. We talked about an NFL network analyst who was also a former player. In fact, a former number one overall pick who said something about Travis Kelce might better be concerned about his girlfriend, Taylor Swift, because when she gets out there to Vegas, you know, she may have a change of heart in her preference, particularly the tight end position. Take a listen to David Carr.
So I'm glad Taylor Swift is out of the country, because if she sees George Kittle, oh, she might rethink the tight end that she chose.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm saying.
He's married to his college sweetheart. Oh, okay.
All right.
That's my bad.
That's my bad.
Shout out to Claire Kittle out there.
Yeah, that didn't go over real well. It didn't go over real well on the internet. Didn't go over with people that were like, that's disrespectful. And then they said it was disrespectful to Kittle, who's married to his college sweetheart. As Kimmy pointed out, Dean, your thoughts?
I mean, come on, man. Let the man have a little bit of fun with his little jokes. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with what he's saying. Let him have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. George Kittle, though, a threat to Travis Kelce. Might steal your girl.
I mean, is he, though? I don't know what the dude looks like.
He's a lot of fun.
Is he a lot of fun?
He's a lot of fun.
And
you're going to hear from George Kittle coming up, because we have an 11-year-old reporter who actually got with both of those guys and asked one of them head-to-head who would win in the various categories. But I think all of our eyes are focused on the biggest event that's happening, the biggest competition that's happening. Of course, that would be the rap battle between Dean Thomas and Christian Cat. And that's coming up here shortly. So lock it in, folks. Hour 2, the Cocktail Hour, the home team, next on ESPN 106.3.